Love is all there is. And in order for us to experience the full potential of love, we need to accept all shades of love. Welcome. You are listening to Being Love, and I'm your host, Promise Kramer. And thank you very much for being here. So on today's episode, we are talking about the odors of love. Please stay tuned as I'll be diving more deep into the thinking behind the odors of love. The German philosopher Bert Hellinger, after spending a number of years in KwaZulu-Natal with the Zulu people, he then derived a study and it's a system of working which is called family constellations. His work is based on the orders of love. I come from a culture, a Zulu culture, where the orders of love is a fundamental importance in the system, in the family system. And that is what Bert Hellinger's work also focuses on. So today's episode, I'll be looking into the family, our family system, and our romantic partnerships, and how bringing in the orders of love in those two areas can help relieve some of the entanglements in those systems that might happen. There is great love and great pain in every family system, really. But when love can flow more freely, and care and compassion can also flow more freely, that's when we bring the orders of love. When we present order in the system. Now, I know in the modern world, in our modern Western society, we are very triggered, or we don't want to really hear the word order or hierarchies. It feels like it's boxing us. We want freedom. So we always try and run away from orders and hierarchies. But I would ask you to stay with me a little bit, because when we bring in the orders and structures in the system, it brings relief. The orders of love, honestly, it is just acknowledging what is, acknowledging facts, you would say, but just acknowledging what is and accepting things as they are. That's what the orders of love are. In a family system, and I will say air quote, in a healthy family system, the parents give, that's an order, and the children receive. So it's a give and a take, and that's when it's normally healthy. Of course, we know that in many places, in many situations, it's not always that way. But when the flow is going smoothly, parents give and children receive. And the order of parent and children is there. So then the next order will be the children, who came first and who came after that, and their order and their place in the system. So that will be in the most healthier sense. When the system is flipped, let's say the mother or the father are not able to do the giving, so they are in the receiving end, and the children, maybe the eldest child has now became their parent and is now the giving one to the parents or even to the other children, there is then imbalance in the system. bringing in acknowledgement of what is in that particular system would be acknowledging who are the parents in the system, whether they can give or they can't give right now, but they are the parent and I am the first born child, you know, and as a first born child I came after my parents, even if I have made so many responsibilities, even if I've catered for their children, I'm still not the parent, but I'm the child. Just acknowledging that, acknowledging the siblings and in their order, acknowledging stillbirths, acknowledging babies that were still aborted or didn't even come into the physical world, acknowledging the ones that had a very short life, maybe they were only on earth for a few weeks, but acknowledging their place and putting an appropriate number to everyone, you know. And sometimes to acknowledge, it might be painful, it might be painful to think about you know, the past child, and to say, no, this one is the second one, I had the first one, might be painful to even mention that. In some situation, it might even be a secret in the family where you don't even tell them that you've had a child before or you've lost a child before. It's very important in the system to acknowledge everything in its place. It brings relief, great relief. In many cases, you find when there was maybe a child from outside, infidelity. So, I mean, there was an affair and then the child was conceived. The main marriage or main union finds it difficult to acknowledge that child, to give that child a place. But that child belongs in the system, and not just that child, but that child's other parent, other mother or other father belongs now in the system. So it can bring great relief in the family when everyone, they are in their own order, in our own hierarchies, and therefore taking their own share of responsibilities and also belongings, gains. I think it's important for me to say this before we go any further, that the orders of love, they are not to be viewed as absolute rules, but they are guidelines. They came from thousands and thousands of years of human experience, and our ancestors gathered these experiences and govern themselves moving forward. So this is just guidelines, you know, like the natural orders that parents give and children receive. It was through observation and seeing that when a child is born, we have to provide, we have to give as a parent, and they receive. This doesn't mean, however, that children don't have their responsibility within the system. In my culture, how I was raised, we all had responsibilities in the system. So I'm the firstborn child of my mother's. From a certain age, I was already responsible to, you know, for the cleaning, just the household and stuff. But I knew that I'm taking in that role because I'm the oldest one. And sometimes I thought, damn, I don't want to be old, I want to be young. And but when it would flip, it will feel like, no, I should be doing that because I'm the older one, you know. So it's very important to not take that children should just be receiving for the rest of their lives and not give or not play their part in contributing towards the system. And also, this this phenomenon where parents are giving and children are receiving teaches the children to also do the same to their own children, to give. So the circle of giving rolls out to the next generations to come. Oh. So hierarchies, very triggering word for many people, including myself for a long time. Hierarchies are based on time. They're just based on really facts, what happened before, you know, who came first, who came second in terms of siblings. Relationships, in romantic relationships, you could see orders of love or hierarchies as if there was great love that happened before, acknowledging that great love as something that had happened and leaving the responsibility of the other partner with them, but acknowledging that relationship, that union. That also helps us to not carry what had happened there, what wasn't unsettled with us into a new union. When we acknowledge it and give it its place as my first love, for example, there's great chances that we are not carrying that with us because we acknowledge that that was that and it ended and we move. So the orders of love really very hand in hand with how nature is, right? That the night will fall and then the sky will come, right? Winter will come after this season and that season, and it's just facts of how the order is, you know, how when we plant the seed, what's the order? It will first be in the soil, sprout. It won't just first have the flower before the stem and vice versa. So it will follow its natural order of growth, order. The orders of love, they offer the family a way to let love flow again, to untangle all the knots from the web and to really assist love, the flow of the energy flow of love, care and compassion to move along the family life path. Even in terms of perpetrators or maybe people that were mentally challenged or people that we don't want to include, maybe it was painful when they were around and we try and forget them. The system remembers, and just acknowledging that will bring relief in the system. When it comes to our romantic relationships, it's sometimes very difficult as the partner to accept what came before you. Maybe if it's a second marriage, to accept the first marriage, maybe, and give it its place. That can bring about really an unsettledness in our own new union, because if they haven't settled and put into place what's behind, they're carrying it with them in most cases. So it really can be as simple as just acknowledging that you were my wife, you were my first wife, you were my first husband. Maybe even going as further as thanking them for the experience. Thank you for the experience. I will take my share. I will live the rest with you. Live your share with you. The share of responsibility. Because we're not excluding people or excusing people off from their behaviors, right? When we acknowledge what is, we acknowledge what is. Sometimes it's very helpful to even would say to perpetrators, you were my, you know, you're my father, you're my mother, and you did da 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 da, right? Just acknowledging what is, but I leave that with you because that's theirs to carry, not yours. right? And then you take your own path. In terms of victim and perpetrator, it's a very difficult thing to accept what is and to give someone a place in their family. I'm gonna leave it right here. So the thought of the day would be, how can I accept things as they are? How can I bring about orders of love in my own life, just by acknowledging what is? Thank you so much for being here. You are listening to Being Love, and until we listen again, have a great one. Thank you.